Now once again let us turn to the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians and the fourth chapter, and this evening we'll meditate on verses 26, 27 and 28. Paul's Epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 26 to 28. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labour, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. The Word of God, I'm sure, as we know, is very comprehensive in its content and its direction to us in our daily life and how we should live our life as a God-fearing people and listen to what the Lord instructs us in. And so this 26th verse tells us, be angry and sin not. And we may wonder what that really means. It's not a very clear statement in one sense, because we know that sometimes we do get angry, and of course that's not a good thing. And if we are angry, then the tendency is that we do sin. You need to be very aware of that. And Matthew Henry tells us this. I'll just read out what he says. If you have a just occasion to be angry at any time, see that it be without sin, and therefore take heed of excess in your anger. If we would be angry and not sin, we must be angry at nothing but sin, and we should be more generous for the glory of God than for any interest or reputation of our own. So it must really be a very wonderful thing if God gives us grace to be angry at ourselves, angry at our sins, angry at the actions or words or thoughts that we have, to be angry with ourselves. Surely in that situation, you see, there is not sin, because we are doing that which is for our good and for the honour and glory of God. And then the apostle goes on to tell us, and let not the sun go down upon your wrath. So even if we are left to ourselves, and even if sometimes we are angry, we must not harbour that anger, we must not hold it close to ourselves, but we must seek that for forgiveness for it before the sun goes down, before we retire to rest. We mustn't go to bed with an angry spirit. We must desire before God to have a right spirit, a God-honouring spirit. And so, it's very clear, isn't it? Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. And I'm sure if God gives us grace to confess to him our wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong ways, it brings relief and it brings peace into our hearts, realising that God has given us that grace to be able to come to that position and therefore not let the sun go down upon our wrath. And then, neither give place to the devil. Well, that, of course, is a great statement, isn't it? And the Word of God encourages us to resist the devil, that he may flee from us. How easily it is to give place to the devil. How cunning he is. How powerful he is. And, of course, the devil knows very well what our weaknesses are, and he concentrates on those weaknesses and endeavours to turn us away from the things of God, to distract our attention so that we forget who we are and what a great and glorious Redeemer we have and what a great salvation we have received. The devil doesn't want us to acknowledge that, to meditate on it, and therefore we should be very aware that he's endeavouring to distract us from everything concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. That's his great aim, to deceive the church of God. And maybe therefore be on our watch and concerned that this doesn't occur. Neither give place to the devil. We need much grace, but the word of God tells us he giveth more grace. It's a wonderful truth. And so then he says, let him that stole steal no more. Well, I hope we don't actually steal, but sometimes, you know, we can do things which may not appear to be stealing. You know, we can sometimes steal time. You know, if we're employed by people, we can sometimes not work perhaps as we should do, and not totally and not fully. And the effect surely is, therefore, that we're stealing. We're stealing from those whom we work for. And so we should hear such a word as this, that we should not steal. And of course, it covers everything. Perhaps when we were young, we were tempted to take things, perhaps, which we should not have done. But it's good if God enables us to confess our sins and pray for forgiveness in those things. And so, let him that stole, if we have, we need to be forgiven. But the admonition is then, don't do it again. Turn away from it. Let not sin have dominion over us. Let him that stole steal no more. And then so often the Lord never leaves us in a vacuum. And there's no vacuum here. Because he says then, but rather, there's an alternative. And it's a much better alternative. But rather let him labour. We are born to labour. We are born to work. Right from the time when Adam and Eve were spoken to by God, they said they would earn their bread by the sweat of their brow. They were to work. They weren't to expect it to suddenly come and appear for them. They had to work. And so, but rather let him work, working with his hands. And this, of course, is quite clearly a physical thing. Sometimes we have to work more with our brains than our hands, but nonetheless here it's speaking about working with our hands, and working with our hands are things which are good. That means not to do wrong things, not to do bad things with our hands, not to make bad things with our hands, but to do good things. And then he tells us that he may have to give to him that needeth. And that's a very wonderful privilege to be able to do that, to work with our hands perhaps, and then be able to give that work to people that need it, perhaps people that can never repay us. It's a wonderful favour and blessing to be given the ability to do this, and surely this is that which is for the honour and for the glory of God. So, and of course we always have to have set before us the wonderful example of the Lord Jesus Christ with those beautiful words, he pleased not himself. It's a good example. May it be a good example to us in our life as we journey on to take heed of the word of God. And of course in that chapter that we read together, I read it really because of a couple of verses, and verse 9 in that fourth chapter, in the first epistle of the Thessalonians, we read, but as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. How relevant that is. And you see, that puts so many things right, and it puts everything that are wrong out of place. And indeed, ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you. Well, it's the word of God for our encouragement and instruction, and it is part of the whole counsel of God, and therefore we should desire for grace to hear God's word, and to desire to walk in it, because one thing is certain, God's word never leads us astray. It's always a word of direction and a word of blessing. We'll leave the word there tonight. Amen.